From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're listening to noise pop and to songs from a poet of the common man. Susie Racho and I may not be poets, but we're definitely common. She's our Do List producer and sitting in for David Wiegand, who is away. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Cy.
Here's a song by that poet I mentioned, Merle Haggard, is sung by Susie Bogus.
Let's play the kind of games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room tonight.
That's Susie Bogus singing songs by Merle Haggard on her new CD, and I guess everyone's covering the hag. I feel kind of silly saying that nickname, but Susie is one of the few women.
And, you know, she wanted to make a point with this record to say that she loves Merle Haggard. But it's not a tribute record. You know, she just really loves these songs. And even though they're, you know, they're super masculine songs, even a woman could sing these.
And if you don't mind a trip to the foothills, you can catch Susie Bogus Saturday night at the Auburn Event Center. And closer in, she's at Berkeley's Freight and Salvage on Sunday night. How should moviegoers pay their respects after the death of a great actor? Here's one way. Take in a movie marathon like the one for Philip Seymour Hoffman this weekend. And Susie, how many ways can we miss this great actor?
Well, Saturday and Sunday, you'll have the opportunity to see some of his finest work. On Saturday at the Norse Theater, and again, we should mention that both these days are free.
Yes.
Magnolia, The Master, The Big Lebowski, among other films. And then Sunday, Boogie Nights, Capote, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. It's a fitting way and a really nice way, actually, to have people come in and see all of this work.
Yeah, mixing the sad with the joyous in these performances. City Arts and Lectures presents a Philip Seymour Hoffman marathon tomorrow and Sunday at the Norse Theater in San Francisco, and it's free, so that's our cheap thrill for the week. And let's listen now to music from a pair of folk rockers who like to tell stories.
I will never die. I make America. I am a universe.
The songwriting and playwriting duo Sean and Abigail Bengtson. And the Bengtsons are New Yorkers, but they've made a West Coast home here at Z Space, just around the corner from our studios. And after a lot of workshopping, they're premiering their newest show, 100 Days, here. And Susie, this is about a young couple who find their happiness cut short.
Right. It's about a couple who is trying to pack kind of a lifetime of memories into 6 months. It's a rock opera. And actually, one of the nights is being presented by Noise Pop, which we'll talk about in just a minute.
The Bengtsons' folk rock opera, 100 Days, is in previews and opens at Z Space March 1st, a week from tomorrow. Another musical tragedy now told with beautiful songs. And Opera San Jose is presenting Puccini's Madame Butterfly. It's that heartbreaking romance about a naval officer in Japan. And Butterfly is 110 years old, but it always feels very modern to me. It's about sexism and racism and the perils of American colonialism. Richard Shannon in the Mercury News had a very warm review for this production, especially for a fine Cho-Cho-san in Jennifer Forney. Opera San Jose's Madame Butterfly continues through March 2nd at the California Theater in San Jose.
And we wanted to do a shout out to 10 years. It's a 10-year anniversary of The Independent, but most of their shows are sold out, so happy anniversary to them.
Yay.
But we wanted to definitely focus on the formidable talents coming to Noise Pop this year.
Sober, cheating while I talk, hold my lungs, suffice you, coat my eyes, leak my tongue, us kids plant things too early.
That song's really growing on me. It's the French Cassettes, a San Francisco band, and they're at Bottom of the Hill Wednesday night as part of the 22nd Noise Pop lineup. 22 years old, but they're not slowing down.
No, and French Cassettes is actually playing at Bottom of the Hill where Noise Pop first started back in 1993. You know, some of those familiar headliners are there again this year, like Bob Mould, The Throwing Muses. But, you know, what I love about Noise Pop is there are bands like CCR Head Cleaner, the French Cassettes, and a lot of bands that will probably become more popular in the coming year.
And I'm excited about Social Studies. They're an up-and-coming San Francisco band. Noise Pop opens Tuesday and continues at venues in San Francisco and Oakland through March the 2nd. And we have just time for a quick shout out to a new Georgia O'Keeffe show in town. These are dreamy landscapes and lurid flowers. That's her style. Work she did while spending summers at Lake George in upstate New York, long before she moved to Santa Fe. And equally compelling, Georgia O'Keeffe in Lake George continues at the DeYoung Museum through May 11th. Thanks a lot, Susie.
Thanks, Cy.
Susie Racho is our producer and our co-host. I'm Cy Musiker. You'll find details on the shows we've mentioned at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.